The 3-2. In the air to left. He goes back and has room. And somebody threw something out of the stands.
It was a bottle of water someone threw at the same time he was trying to make that catch. Inexcusable.
The sign is retired. The conversation is about to commence. We'll be back.
All we know for sure is that a half-empty can of beer was tossed onto the field, barreling down, narrowly missing one of the Orioles' star outfielders.
I really hope that person would search, you know, their own conscience and would turn themselves in.
This incident has sparked international negative, I might add, media coverage.
Now tonight, what we've learned about the man who police
a conditional discharge tonight.
It was a split-second decision that changed Ken Pagan's life forever when he threw a beer can onto the field at Rogers Center during the Blue Jays wild card game last season.
Well, we posed the question several innings ago once the starters were gone. Whose bullpen is going to blink first? At this point, eyes wide open on both sides.
Sports Fellows story time. We're looking back at the 2016 American League wildcard game, October 4th, 2016, at the Rogers Center. And oh boy, when we left you off, the Blue Jays, if they weren't having enough trouble already, Ken Pagan throws a beer at Hyun-Soo Kim in play. My tweet is just the word uh-oh with five periods, followed by that dot 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 looks really, 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 really bad. Buck Showalter comes all the way out to left field. People are talking
deservedly
about...
Deservedly so.
Like, of course.
It was bad. There was warnings of forfeiture.
Absolutely right.
And like not only if you want to go back on whatever the last Sportsfeld 1.0 or 2.0 whatever 0.0 it was when we talked about this. I remember us talking about this. It sure felt like in the building that the game was over.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd was taken out of it. The like baseball karma was taken out of it. We talked about in the last episode how loud the building was for this whole game. Top of the eighth, crowd wasn't quite as rowdy.
We were embarrassed.
Yeah, it was amazing watching one guy embarrass 49,000 people at once.
And then Jason Grilley is the one who comes into this game, who I was like, Jason Grilley is bad, and trying to tell everyone I possibly could.
Yeah, that's how it felt.
Jason Grilley, who through September 1st to October 2nd was carrying a 10.54 ERA in 10 innings, had given up 5 home runs in the month, had given up 12 earned runs in the month, had given up 8 walks in the month, was giving up a 1.192 OPS in the month. 1-2-3. Okay.
Grilley, a little over a month shy of his 40th birthday, has been through a lot in his career, has overcome so much. Gruesome knee injury at one point, his father really nursing him back to health, helping him do everything in rehabbing. And then becoming a top drawer closer in this league for a time. And he struck him out.
He gets Hardy, he gets Jones, and then I was pretty sure that Hyun-Soo Kim was going to take him deep.
Oh, God, yeah.
Hyun-Soo Kim grounds out meekly, one unassisted. Bottom of the eighth, it's Pilar, Carrera, Travis, Brad Brack, finally. Oh, here we go. Eighth is Brack.
Ninth
will be Britton. He'll probably do 10th too if they have to. This game's over. Brad Brack gets 1-2-3. Of course he does. He gets strikeout on Pilar. He gets Carrera to single and then a double play ball from Devin Travis. Top of the ninth.
Devin Travis hitting a lot of double plays that game.
Yeah, he wasn't great.
The Travis at bat
mm-hmm.
is when I remember the crowd sort of started coming back to life. Or I guess it would have been the Carrera single.
Yes.
So it was like, okay, there's something positive here. We've had an inning now. We're moving on. Let's get going.
Brad Brack, never in doubt.
No, he was great.
Oh, boy. Roberto Osuna comes into the game. And let me tell you.
For his final game as a major league pitcher.
As I said, I was pretty, I think they're overusing Roberto Osuna. 21-year-old Roberto Osuna making his 148th MLB appearance between regular season.
This team just like is one way or the other with the Jays, isn't it? It's like we're not bringing them up early enough or we're just hanging them out to dry.
As much as we absolutely do not like Roberto Osuna, he was lights out.
At this time, I loved Roberto Osuna.
Osuna Motada was the thing.
That's right.
He gets a 1-3 ground out and a pair of swinging strikeouts. The Blue Jays are going to the bottom of the ninth with a chance to win the wild card game, and it's Donaldson, Encarnacion, and Batista.
I was convinced Donaldson was going deep to start the ninth.
Boy, I got to tell you, your other team uses Osuna, and you have that coming up. You're probably going to the best reliever in the game here.
You would think.
But nope, Brad Brack stays in. First batter he faces is Josh Donaldson. Falls behind him 3-1. Josh Donaldson doubles to left field.
I thought the game was over.
I think this game's over. Edwin Encarnacion, we're going to intentionally walk somebody to get to Jose Bautista.
I remember screaming from the 500s. I can't remember exactly what my wording was, but it's something like, you asked for this. Mm-hmm. That's basically what I was saying. Jose's going to. Who else would end this game but Jose Bautista?
It would be silly. Jose Bautista strikes out looking. Probably a bad call. Can't remember. In comes Darren O'Day.
The old nemesis.
Darren O'Day is also not Zach Britton.
No. This is the point in the game where...
Now it's comical.
Yeah. And like the section I was sitting in, pretty good section. Like full of like pretty knowledgeable. The guys around us were all like clearly like baseball heads. This is when everyone went, okay.
11:01 p.m. Melissa tweeted, is Jake okay? Hashtag is Jake okay? I tweeted, hashtag don't fall, Jake. We were worried you were going to fall.
From the 500s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fair every time I go up there.
O'Day gets Russell Martin to grind a double play, breaking my heart, 5-4-3. We go to 10. Osuna, no problem. Chris Davis, fly ball. It's no problem. Then in comes Francisco Liriano to face Scope and Michael Bourne. Ground out, 5-1, and ground out, 3-U. We go to the bottom of the 10.
I believe that is the point in the game where I lost my voice.
O'Day, still in the game. Tulowitzki pops out. Justin Smoke will pinch hit for Melvin Upton, who has got the stink of the, not his fault.
No, but it happened, he was involved.
It happened with him at the plate, so he leaves. Justin Smoke takes over. He strikes out swinging, and Kevin Pillar flies out to center field. Now we're in the top of the 11th. Liriano stays in the game. He gets Hardy. He gets Adam Jones with ground outs. And here you go. Nolan Reimold pinch hits for Hyun-Soo Kim. Hasn't he been through enough, we all said.
Mock trial and Reimold.
Liriano gets some swinging.
Boy, I gotta say, Francisco Liriano was just fucking lights out.
Now, you're Buck Showalter. At this point, the gate opens one more time. Well, two more times, actually. Buck Showalter has an embarrassment of riches. At this point, he has gone Tillman, Givens, Hart, Brack, O'Day with Ezekiel Carrera due up. Due up is 9-1-2. It's Carrera, Travis, Donaldson. He goes to Brian Dwensing against Ezekiel Carrera. Okay.
Sure.
Strikes him out looking.
Yeah.
One out. You're almost home free. The gate opens one more time. Okay. 1-2-3, top of the order. This is Zach Britton.
I will never forget this in my entire life. Gate opens. We see the guy walking out. You feel the crowd go... The announcement on the board comes up as pitcher. I hear a guy about four rows behind me. I don't know how I heard it in that loud building. In a genuine, incredulous tone, not celebratory, just confused. I just hear one guy go, Ubaldo.
Ubaldo Jimenez. You open the gate and you let Ubaldo Jimenez.
There was an audible cheer. When he came into the game in the building.
He gives up a single to Devin Travis on the line drive.
Redemption.
To left.
From Devin Travis after all of his groundouts.
First pitch to Josh Donaldson. Eat that for lunch. Thanks very much. Single to left field. And if you get a chance, again, it was the third pitch to Travis. It was the first pitch to Donaldson. If you get a chance, you got to look at Ubaldo's pitch chart from this game.
It's just fucking meatballs.
Well, he throws the first pitch ball to Travis that's like higher than the pitch Pillar hit. And then everything else is like an absolute meatball.
Not only did Donaldson single, but aforementioned Nolan Reimold boots the ball in left.
Travis moves to third on the play.
I remember the ball leaving Donaldson's bat, crowd going nuts. And then when the crowd settled down, Travis was on third. And I remember saying to Wilson, I said, what? How? Because like Donaldson's ball was not a hard hit ground ball. It was just a routine ground ball to the left. And I said, how is Travis on third? And Wilson just kind of pointed. There's a replay on the Jumbotron. Reimold booting it. Travis coming around second, seeing him boot it.
Looking right at it.
And just bolts to third, gets in there. It's the one thing from this game I don't remember because I didn't see it.
Ubaldo Jimenez does not make a very good first pitch to Edwin Encarnacion.
You would think also. I know everyone gets the joke at this point. But like, two men on, one out.
Okay, at this point.
Double play ball in effect. At this point, you go to Zach Britt.
Or what you could do is you could throw an absolute cookie to the man who led the American League in RBIs.
The Orioles bring their infield all the way in. Even though they've turned a lot of double plays. Oh, there's a drive to deep left field, and the ball game is over. An absolutely electrifying moment to send the Toronto Blue Jays into the ALDS against the Texas Rangers, and he knew it as soon as the ball left the bat.
Edwin motherfucking Encarnacion shits on this ball. Like, shits on this ball.
It was like 14th row second deck.
It was never, in the windup, this game was over. Nolan Reimold does not even look. I remember this quite. Nolan Reimold is like, well, the last thing I did this year was boot a ground ball because my season is fucking over. Edwin Encarnacion goes yumbo. That's the ball game. That's a 5-2 Blue Jays win. I tweet out, suck blow Walter. And then I tweet out, remember DJ Khaled?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you get the old congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah. 2016, for sure.
Then I tweet out, okay, I'm going into the clubhouse now. I love you all. Baseball is the good sport.
I remember the ball leaving Edwin's bat and very little immediately after. My memory kind of goes from the ball leaving his bat. Again, as you said, no, left his bat, the building knew. Like, there was no waiting for it to leave the yard. It left his bat. Everyone goes nuts. Wilson and I hug. Everyone hugs. Everyone's screaming. My voice has been gone for innings. Screaming with whatever I have left. Then my memory cuts to leaving the stadium. Because it was chaos in there.
Absolute chaos.
I remember trying to find a cab. That's the next thing I remember.
Absolute fucking chaos.
One of the best Blue Jay nights ever, by the way.
He didn't use Zach Britton.
Did they?
It's been 4 years.
You would know this better than I.
Yeah.
Did they ever ask Buck, like, what the fuck, man?
Buck was waiting for them to go up one.
So he could hold the lead.
He could hold the lead.
Seems like a bad way to manage a one game elimination on the road, doesn't it?
Not what you want. I would have brought him in to face 1-2-3. I think.
Yeah.
I think bringing him in with two out in the 11th and then saying we need you to get five outs and assuming that the top of your order, because the Orioles went 9-1-2 in the top half of the 11th. So you have Machado, Trumbo, and I want to say Wieters coming up in the top half against Liriano, who you're probably going to get to eventually.
That was like Liriano's fifth, sixth, and seventh batter as well, I believe. Yeah. Or maybe sixth, seventh, and eighth, regardless.
Yeah, you were right the first time.
Yeah.
It was sixth, seventh, and eighth. So he just never does it. Suck blow, Walter.
It happens a lot in the playoffs. Managers making questionable decisions. You can think back to the Terry Francona games. It happens all the time. It happens every year. Truly one of the most confounding managerial decisions I've ever seen.
At 8 a.m., I tweet out the Goodfellas GIF where they're all howling maniacally because they're all coked up. I tweet out, and then he still didn't use Britton. 8:03 a.m. 9 a.m. Has Buck Showalter been fired yet? No? How about now? Just checking. Seriously, though, to be an Orioles fan and to watch them not use Britton must be terrible. The only comparison I can make is every day in the life of a Rangers fan.
Which we would see soon.
And we also get into the gematria.
That's right.
You and I do an episode after this. Because I have my tweets to you, but you deleted all yours.
Wait, our final episode was the gematria episode?
Yeah.
That's probably good.
46. 4 plus 6 is 10, which is Edwin's number. The reduced 10 plus the reduced 1 equals 11, which is the end of the game ended in. 1 plus 8 is 9, which is the number of innings in a baseball game. And 47 is 4 flips. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It sounds right. It's probably good we stopped doing the show at that point.
Anyway, we have the fallout to deal with. This team, we have Rangers series, we have the Cleveland series, and we have everything that's happened since then. We're going to touch on all of those things in the very next episode of Sports Ball Storytime.
Everybody in the ballpark knew that was gone. Got every bit of it on the first pitch fastball.
Two black flips in 2 years for the Blue Jays. Four of their five runs scored of home runs from Bautista and Encarnacion.
It was unbelievable. Since the first pitch, the fans were outstanding. It was loud down here. The energy was great.
Had a little bit of everything except for one thing.
Oh, yes. Yes, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Unlike Buck Showalter, we will eventually get to Zach Britton.
Was everything okay with Zach Britton? And if so, why was he not used?
No, he was fine.